The second half of the 1960s in Czechoslovakia was a time of change. Things were happening that had not been seen or even heard of for almost two decades, since the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia took over the country in February 1948. 20 years later, people in Czechoslovakia began to wonder whether the Soviet type of socialism was the only way to go. On the eve of the anniversary of the crushing of that movement, Jan Richter looks back at the momentous era in modern Czech history. Slyším rekviem nad celým světem, zní mi jenom rekviem.
After the death of dictator Joseph Stalin and the 20th assembly of the Soviet Communist Party, the regimes in the Soviet Union and its satellites in Central and Eastern Europe hesitatingly began to open up to new ideas. In Czechoslovakia, one of the first signs of thawing came in 1960, with an amnesty for most political prisoners. People who were sentenced to long years in prison and show trials during the first years of communist rule were coming home. In June 1967, the Czechoslovak Union of Writers held its fourth congress in Prague, where Ludwig Vaculík, Ivan Klíma, Milan Kundera, Arnošt Lustig and others strongly criticized the regime. Four decades later, Arnošt Lustig explains what was going on at the congress.
Milan Kundera and I, we became part of the presidium, and I suggested to get rid of censorship, because if Marxism is so strong that it can explain everything, and if this party is so omnipotent, why do we need censorship? So they said that I'm naive, that I don't understand. You know, one man tore his shirt and showed me scars from the Spanish Civil War that he would never betray the party. I said, it's not betraying the party. It's suggesting.
Several writers were expelled from the party after the Writers' Union Congress, but the flow of criticism and pressure from below, as the expression had it, could not be stopped. Some high-ranking party members embraced these new concepts of how things should be done, and at the plenary session of the Central Committee of the Communist Party in January 1968, they elected a new first secretary of the party, the most powerful position in the country. Instead of conservative Antonín Novotný, the reformist Alexander Dubček was now at the head of the Communist Party. Tak jdi, nebo běž, nebo jeď, vezmi nohy na ramena, jdi, nebo běž, nebo leď, sily hlava otevřená, běž, raději hned, radši teď. Of the January events, as the historical session of January 1968 became known, the reformers shaping new policies with a profound effect on all areas of life in Czechoslovakia. Most importantly, the country's economy badly needed to recover from 20 years of slavishly following the Soviet model of building heavy industry. Oldřich Černík became Czechoslovakia's prime minister in April 1968. This recording was made a month later.
The most important issue is to change the bearing of our economic planning in such a direction so that the results of the work of the whole society correspond to our needs. That is, so that production is directed toward satisfying the miscellaneous needs of the people. It often happened in our economy that we produced for the sake of production.
Within 6 months, Czechoslovakia underwent a change many people had never thought possible. Several organizations, including some banned by the communists in the 1950s, were revived, including the gymnastic association Sokol and the Scouts. New magazines were founded, TV started broadcasting debates with politicians, and people were allowed to travel again. Here's the architect of the Czech economic reform, Ota Šik, speaking at a students' rally in Prague in May 1968.
Jakou jsme zatím nikde nepoznali. Můžeme tím vytvořit takový model socialistické společnosti.
I believe that our peoples, who have strong democratic traditions and who hate so much any political constriction and oppression, can put in practice the kind of socialist democracy that we have not seen anywhere else. We can create a model of socialist society that will become really attractive for the working peoples of all capitalist countries, and it will have a tremendous impact on the development of the left-wing movement in what countries.
But this optimism soon proved exaggerated as developments in the country provoked increasing annoyance both with Czechoslovak hardliners and the international communist movement, that is, the Soviet Union. After several modest signs of disapproval, a stronger ill omen came in July. Representatives of five countries headed by the Soviet Union met in Warsaw to discuss the situation in Czechoslovakia. They sent the Czechoslovak leaders a letter warning them of carrying on with the reforms. A day later, the hugely popular first secretary of the Czechoslovak Communist Party, Alexander Dubček, addressed the nation on television.
Předsednictvo prohlásilo, že i nadále půjde cestou.
The Presidium has said that we will keep following the direction that we started pursuing in January of this year. The party is supported by the trust of our people. The people won't allow any return of pre-January times. Our journey will not be easy. What we need is to work quietly and in solidarity on the common task. We need to rectify errors and deformations while getting away from the narrow group of people who bear responsibility for them.
In just about a month, the people had little choice as to whether to allow things to return to how they were or not. Soviet troops put Czechoslovakia at the center of the world's attention for utterly different reasons than the ones Czechoslovak reform communists had in mind.
That was Jan Richter reporting, and we'll continue with our look back on the Prague Spring on Tuesday, August 21st, which marks the 39th anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. Be sure to tune in.